Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, arranged marriages.
This young man kept saying, "Fine, but I don't know this girl. I mean, I could see her. I've seen her since when she was a little girl. I've been to her parents' house, you know, seeing her helping her mom and, you know, serving food and doing all the things that young women do with their parents when they're home. But I don't know her."
That's a reality show. TV show they've been doing like this, you know. Bring all the ladies so you can pick one, like 20 of them, you know. Pay everything for me to be on that show.
Uh-huh.
Then, yeah, I'm down with it, you know.
Arranged marriage is our topic tonight. And some traditions, especially in the Middle East, families or parents would prefer to arrange marriage for their sons and daughters. And there are also historical exceptions, such as courtship, and some of these were practiced back in the days in India and Middle East. But would ladies today prefer their parents to look for their husbands and vice versa for young men? That's the topic we're discussing today, and of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show Bello Galadanchi and Safilu Hashim from the House of Service, and also our interns Lola Akomatsi and Cyrus Kawalia, also Yali Fellows. Lola from Togo and Cyrus from Kampala, Uganda. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing arranged marriages. We have a few folks to discuss this interesting issue, and earlier I spoke to Mr. Humphrey Muturi from Kenya, and I wanted to know if he will be ready to arrange marriage for his son or daughter.
Welcome aboard and welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome anytime, man. I want to hear from you, brother. I know we all come from Africa and we have this very interesting phenomena, I would say, that in our culture, we do have arranged marriages.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes? And also in some places in Eastern Asia, because this is something we all know, we're all aware of it. Some
right.
people love it, some people don't. But just tell me your take. Would you arrange a marriage for your daughter?
No, I would not.
Okay, why not?
Because arranging a marriage is pretty much dictating to your daughter who she should marry.
Okay.
Dictating to your daughter what you want as a parent, as a father.
Okay.
Which I think is not fair. I think what needs to happen is your daughter, my daughter, would need to find her own person that would complete her, make her happy, and she, you know, make her happy. She would be happy with.
Hmm.
Instead of me forcing somebody on her. Just because of tradition, and sometimes because of tradition, because the person or the suitor is either rich, well-to-do, or well-standing in our society.
Right.
And you're just doing that so that you can benefit from the many cows or goats or land or power that this particular individual has. Right. Whereas she may be in love with the goat herder.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the one who makes her happy, so be it, if that's the case, right?
Exactly. If it's and because at the same time, you want somebody who is going to treat your daughter right.
Yeah, yeah. That's very important.
You want somebody who's going to treat your daughter right, somebody who's going to treat her, you know, put it this way. The way you saw probably your father treat your mother with love and respect.
Yes.
I'm sure you would like the same for your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yes,
definitely. But here's the other question on the other side of the coin. As a parent, when your daughter reaches that age, for example, 30 years old or 35 years old. And you know, for women, it's different. You say the clock is ticking. And here you are a father. You have a friend like me. I have a son who is just wonderful, a good guy. And you would like... And maybe I'm just saying, my friend, can my son please meet your daughter? Let them talk. How about just introducing you, your daughter, and saying, hey, this guy is... Why don't you just see who is he? And let her make the final decision. How about that? Would you do that?
That I can do. that I would be good. If I, as a father, I know. You know, being a guy, right. You know how guys are.
Of course.
So, like, if you meet somebody and, you know, let's say, I know Sunday's son, you know, he's going to school. He's a very nice guy. I've seen him in an environment where he probably hasn't noticed me, but the way he behaves himself, you know, himself and conducts himself, then I would be like, you know what? This probably might be the ideal type of guy that maybe I can introduce.
Right.
And then once I introduce him to my daughter, or, you know, if I do the introduction, then I would let her carry on, you know, and you know, proceed. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, so be it.
Right. Okay.
Yes. But okay. Although let me add a caveat. Now, sometimes when it comes to my daughter, or it comes to the woman in our African culture, and this I've heard even from my mother and I've heard from my aunties say, when it gets to a certain point in time when it seems like there is no hope for a woman to get a man, to get married, the next best option is to get a baby. Just go ahead and get a baby.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So now let's in the country. You allow that to get a baby, but by who then? There has to be a man over there involved too.
And I'm telling you, it becomes critical. Now, this is where now you start looking at family dynamics. Because some people just want grandkids. You know, some people want to be there like, okay, maybe she's the only girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's the only child. And the folks are, you know, the parents are like, okay, you know what? I want a grandson or a granddaughter or something.
Right.
Let me make it happen.
And therefore, when you come, you will allow anybody to come in then. Therefore,
it's probably not anybody. I mean, you know, the woman, you know, if she comes, you know, I personally will have a problem with that. And I think, you know, I would raise my daughter in such a way that she's a woman of integrity.
Okay.
You know, but at the same time, I'm like, I'd be like, you know, be cautious, be careful. You know, I will teach her the mannerisms of how the brain of the man works.
Right. Okay.
To arm her, you know, so that when she she's going out, she's not only going to be a lady, yes, but at the same time she can decipher.
So it's going. So are you telling me you're gonna do like Steve Harvey and arm her with the "Be Like a Man" kind of thing? You remember that Steve Harvey's book?
I will be like Steve Harvey in a way, you know, not necessarily. Yes, I will arm her, but I will arm her with enough so that she can be when she comes to make her decision.
Right.
You know, she's not confused. You know, she's not bewildered. She's not overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened here? Okay, this doesn't make sense. But she'll have an idea.
Okay.
You know, like okay. Certain things happen the first 3 months, you know, you have to talk, you have to establish, you have to find out, you know, because at the end of the day, the decision lies with you.
And not the parent.
Yes.
Thank you, Humphrey from Kenya. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing arranged marriages. Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Bello Galadanchi, Safilu Hashim, and our interns, Cyrus Kawalia and Lola Akomatsi. Right now, we're discussing arranged marriages. So would you, Bello, think it's a good thing for your parent to find a wife for you, my brother?
Well, sir, thank you very much for this question. And no, thank you, because this is a very tough one. When we're talking about arranged marriage, I think first there are two very important things, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Number one is, why is it arranged? What is romance and what is love? Does it really exist? Because this is an old age question. The people who said it exists, they try to prove it or try to explain it. We're not sure, and still some people deny that true love does exist. So if it exists, will there be any point for arranged marriage? If it doesn't exist, then maybe arranged marriages might work. My reaction, well, I'm going to go back to the second point that I really want to make. I think the second thing to look at here is maturity. When will kids grow? When will kids be able to make the decisions, good decisions, decisions that really matter to their lives? When can people go with their own instincts, feeling that, oh, this person, this girl or this guy, I just feel so comfortable with them and I want to be with them. Somebody else has to do that for you. And how does that affect your judgment throughout your whole life? So those are the questions. If my parents choose a young wife for me, I think I'm not going to really too bother to see her first. I would love to sit down and have a talk with them. And they're like, okay, let's do this.
You don't you don't deny the offer. Let me see her first, you know?
Well, that's number one.
She's beautiful enough.
I have a couple of questions to ask. If you think it's time for me to get married, why do you think I'm not matured enough to find the wife that actually I could live with if I really want to get married? So those are some questions that I will love
you'll
to
first
answer.
Ask your parents.
Before
okay.
I say, can you unveil the girl for me? Just take a look and okay. see what we're working with here.
That's a very important question, though. Okay. Yes. Well, I'll come to you, Sofilu. Tell me about this. What do you think? Because Bello thinks it's very important to see the woman first and try to get the feel of everything. But of course, if their parents are saying, hey, Safilu, we have a woman for you, my friend. It's been too long. We think it's time for you to get married. What would you think?
Well, what I think is, like Bella said, I will check it out first and see.
Come closer to that microphone, please.
I will check it out first
uh-huh.
and see. But I'm not going to guarantee that it will gonna work.
I can't guarantee
it will work.
So are you going to tell your parents, dad and mom, I'm not guaranteeing you, but I'm going to check this out?
I'm going to check it out. Never know what I will see, so, you know.
You know, Sunday Shomari, a country singer called Brad Paisley, he had a song called If Love Was a Plane, Nobody Would Get On It.
Why?
So Sarfila's comments on saying, I'm not going to guarantee, just like a plane, when you get in and the pilot says, hey guys, folks, we are going to be flying 32,000 feet up there, but hey.
I'm more good than guarantee if you're gonna land. That's not gonna work, Safilu.
Let's talk.
Safilu's not gonna work.
That's
man.
Right. No.
Well, let me listen to Lola here. At least you're the only lady in the room. You know, there's so many men around you. I'm so sorry, but hey, let us know from your point. What do you think? I think ladies are different from men. You know, men are always, you say, there's this famous saying that men are from Mars and women from Venus. Mm. And always men go for the looks. Mm, she's beautiful. Oh, she got a body. She got some good hair. But for women, it doesn't work that way.
Are you sure?
I heard that. I don't know.
Lola,
Lola is different. Okay, let us know. What do you think?
Honestly, I won't talk on women perspective or men perspective.
Okay.
But for me, don't go far. Just look at in Africa how it worked, the arranged marriage. Like,
okay.
You know, for me, I don't have any problem with it when arranged marriage means suggesting, you know.
Okay.
The parent can suggest, like, you know, we have friends, there is the beautiful lady around, there is this handsome man there, you know, you have to get in touch just to know him better, like, if it's gonna work, okay, go for it, but if it's not gonna work, okay, just
don't
go for
him.
Yeah,
okay.
But if it's compulsory that, okay, this is our choice, and you have to marry that person, so I'm sorry, this is not, it's not gonna work, because, you know, but I was discussing with some elders last time in my country, and
yes,
they were telling me, you know, you, the new generation, you have to learn from us. Yes, we went through the arranged marriage, but, you know, love is like, you know the person, and love come after. the marriage. And I was like, are you serious?
Okay, that's a different point.
And I was like, are you serious? Because
Bill was like, what?
Yeah, because he was making these points, you know, is
yes,
people are divorcing everything. Mm-hmm. Why? Because love comes first, and when they enter into the marriage, you know, they discover, they know them each other better, and then they just figure out that, this is not the kind of man that I want to be with. So
maybe what you are saying is if it's about trying to get to know each other.
Yes.
So maybe trying to get each other first, then fall in love, then get married.
Yes. So but, I'll come to that point, because when he was saying that, I was like, you know, I trust you. You have more experience. But for a marriage to work, you know, there is some steps. There is some steps. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in rush, like, you know, like it's passion, and you call it seasoning love, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
But
seasoning what?
Seasoning love. Like, you know, what is that? Doing passion and then you rush into the marriage. Nah.
Eyes closed, you have no idea what's going on.
Just jump right in.
Yeah, it's going to work, because you have to take time
to know somebody,
to know
right?
the person, to just to try to study him, you know, all the aspect of that person. Like, is he, how many children he want to have with me? I mean, how did his concept of the marriage, of the life together, you know, his future, how did he plan his future? Those are part of the marriage. It's not only about love. I'm sorry. So for the parents, when they are arranging the marriage, they have to take all those aspects into account. For me, so I think if arranging a marriage is meaning suggesting, okay, I don't have any problem with it. You used to be thirsty for me, right. But now you wanna be set free. This is the web that you weave. So baby, now rest in peace.
Arranged marriages, that's the topic we're discussing today. So many interesting views on the issue, and also so many differences. Another person with her own take on the issue is Nenelo Tomi from Tanzania.
I really am an advocate for arranged marriages. I just think that you should be able to have the choice to decline if you don't feel like the connection could be there. But I've thought about it. Like, you know, if I were in Tanzania, or if I had, you know, talked to my parents earlier, I would have loved to have been presented with a few quarters that my parents had chosen for me, because what better way to have a partner than through your parents, you know, two people who know you the best in the world. I think that it would be such an interesting option, although it hasn't been presented to me, but I definitely feel like I'm an advocate for it. I do think, though, if you are not interested in it, you should be able to decline. If you find that, you know, maybe the match isn't the best, you should be able to have that the option to decline.
Okay. I think having an option is a very good thing, because that's mutual, and liberty is the best thing everybody likes to do. But for some, I believe for some cultures, for some nations, and parents usually will have the last say. So if you were...
That is correct. That is correct. But I also think it's a communal process, though, because at the end of the day, yes, maybe your parents would like to have the last say, but they're not getting married to the person you are. So, in my opinion, I mean, you ultimately have the last say. They're just giving you their perspective. They're offering a different, you know, side to the coin by presenting you with a couple of options. Okay. But that's not to say that, in my opinion, that you have to go with that.
Okay, you don't have to go with that. Okay.
You don't have to go with it. It's not like a make or break. I mean, it's your life at the end of the day. So you're choosing to partake in that relationship. So at the end of the day, God forbid your parents die, that's on you. It's not your parents who are married to the person. So you have to really think high and large about that.
Okay. But since you're an advocate of this, and you are a single lady, is that correct?
That is correct.
Wonderful. Now, what happens today if you are presented to this opportunity by your parents and they say, Nanelwa, this is it? What you going to say?
I don't know. I mean, I would be surprised, first and foremost, because we've never, like, talked about it. So, I think I'd be thrown for a loop a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd be opposed to it. I really wouldn't. I think I would, like, go with it, see where it goes, get to know the person, mm-hmm. and then take it from there and decide whether or not I felt like there was a connection.
Okay.
And I think that you can, with most people, I mean, whether or not you want to be in a relationship with them, you can always tell whether or not you have a connection with somebody.
Right.
Really, usually it's like instant. It's within the first 5 minutes of talking to someone that you can tell whether or not you feel connected to them. And so I think I would be able to know that, and I would go from there. And my parents are, they're like very traditional, but also very modern because of, you know, kind of helping us get acclimated to American culture and society. And so they are kind of a combination of the two. And because of that, I know that they wouldn't be upset if I were to decline or be like, you know what, I don't think that this is really the match for me, but thank you guys for trying.
Thank you for trying. That's a good one.
Thank you for trying. That's all you can do.
Okay. And what do you think, and what do you tell other ladies out there today, other single ladies out there, because everybody has their opinion, but what do you think the whole notion for them getting an opportunity from their parents to have a man for their lives, to be, you know, to be married to?
I mean, I think take everything with a grain of salt. I think that as single women, we should feel empowered. We shouldn't feel desperate at all to get married because, you know, maybe in African culture, that is what, you know, usually at a certain age, that's when your uncles, your cousins,
mm-hmm.
relatives are all asking you, like, hey, what's going on? Like,
right.
Where's the ring? What's going on? You know, like, yeah. Let's get it moving.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that we should feel pressure from that, though, to feel obliged to settle because we think that we need to get married at a certain time. I think God always has a plan, and I think everything happens for a reason, and there's a season for things to happen. And so I think it all comes together.
Thank you, Nene from Tanzania. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing arranged marriages.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African queen.
And back to the studio, addressing Bello's question.
How is the divorce rate in the places that do have the most... I'm just curious.
I can't give you percentages, yeah, but I know there's a big rate of divorce right now.
Talk,
right?
Let me talk now.
Tell me,
Bella. In the woman perspective, like, you know, the most that are suffering from that kind of marriage are women, because for the men, he can go outside. You can, you know, he can cheat.
Okay.
But for the woman, she have to suffer because
the
she's
woman
not
can't
happy.
Cheat?
Exactly.
No,
it's a good question.
No,
they can't.
No. Especially in especially in Africa.
In Africa they can't, right?
They can't because all the society are looking at
it's
you.
Hard
you
know, women to
even
cheat.
Your own parents, even that you they know that the man that man is beating you, you are not happy in that marriage. They won't allow you to divorce, or they won't even, you know, they will judge you very in that, you know, severely than the men that's going outside, having other children outside. No.
Here's the thing, Bill, that she says, that I spoke to somebody previously in an interview, and she said, listen, women are very smart than what men are doing. Even if they cheat, no one will recognize. Mm. But when you men cheat,
everybody
else knows, right?
And that's
also, because we are so honest. I mean,
it shows
on our face. The woman asks you, did you cheat on me? He looks like Lucas, you know?
And the other thing she said, all the women, like she said, in Africa, they're put in a pedestal. They're being held in a very high ground. Like, women, you can do this?
Yeah, if
you can
your
go
children,
out,
you
true.
Have
you
to be
cheat.
A role model
exactly.
for your children, mm-hmm. so you can cheat.
Mm-mm. No way. But it's only men who does all these things, and they are open, and they don't care. And women is one that's suffering. They're getting abused and everything, but they still stay in that marriage. And that's why, you see, the old school parents we have, their marriages lasted forever. But guess what?
Are those arranged marriage or love marriage?
Some of them were arranged marriages.
Yeah, but
I'll tell you
that.
They just
why do some arranged marriages work?
And that's why my question comes, and I'm going to go to Cyrus. Why is it happening that we see so many arranged marriages back in the days of our parents and grandparents, maybe? They last. And today people have choices. You look for the woman you like, for the man you want, and guess what? 2 days, this thing has gone down. There's a divorce down the line. What's up with that?
To begin with, I think, one, it's not because those days or these days or that. It's just because things have changed. Media has changed. There's the perception. Back in those days, the world was a little bit closed in. So I think that's one of the reasons why they had arranged marriages. The society was not very open to bring in many different people so that you could see. I mean, but these days the world is an open place.
You tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz and 15580 kilohertz. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
I don't think an arranged marriage will be suit for my either daughter or son. And even if I'm willing to do so, I don't think the new generation of these young people will accept that. So I don't think it will work.
Let's Talk, that's the program you tune to, and our topic today is arranged marriages. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. A grand romantic gesture designed to spark some passion with a girlfriend turned out to be a bizarre. According to the Mirror in UK, this happened recently when a hapless Romeo from Chatham, Kent, UK, decided to spell out his lover's name in tea lights on the floor of their bedroom. But the flames of passion got a little bit too warm and the candles set fire to the carpet, destroying the room and filling the rest of the house with smoke. OMG. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But the unlucky chap might think twice before he tries his special shows of affection again. So, if you think candles are for lovers, think again. The world is full of surprises. That's it for our show on arranged marriages. A big thank you to our guests, Nanelo Tomi from Tanzania and Humphrey Muturi from Kenya. Thanks also to my colleagues, Bello Gladanchi and Safilo Hashim from the Hausa Service, and our interns, Yali Fellows, Lola Komatsri from Togo, and Cyrus Kawalia from Uganda here in the studio. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can always call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be cross-cultural dating. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.